Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on RadioMD, IR, or wherever you download us from. Thank you very much for downloading us. This is your host, Dr. Mike Roizen, and we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. You can get daily vitamin packs personalized for you. Can you imagine that? Personalized. Our sponsor, Persona Nutrition, gives us personalized supplements. They do for me, and they can do it for you too. Take the free online assessment and get your recommendation at MyPersona, P-E-R-S-O-N-A, MyPersona.com. Today is the news of the week. This is 1041A, and if I'm right, the first story is one to talk about odd omegas. We've given ourselves pandemic permission, which means we're eating not as healthy food, we're eating standing up, we're eating more than we should. As if you remember from a story we did probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, 49% of us have gained an average of 29 pounds, and 10% of us have gained 50 pounds, enormous, during this pandemic. And that was just in the first year through February 1st. So consider a return to your table. Take away the permission, only healthy food, no food that causes inflammation, which is a story we'll get to later in the day, and only eat at mealtime on plates and sit down and eat sitting. Mindfully, we've done the reverse. We've eaten standing up without thinking of it, often with a phone in one hand and watching the TV or something like that as we have a fork in the other. Bad habit. So what we want you to do is return to the table is the best way of doing this. And you know how to do that. It's pretty easy to do that. All you have to do is say, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to go right to that story about anti-inflammatory foods. This is the Be Half the Age You Are segment. It's also Roizen Rule for younger you, if you will, that is 17, avoid SSSS snake oil foods. That's simple sugars, added syrups, added or simple carbohydrates, and then foods with saturated fat, such as egg yolks and cheese and red meat and processed red meat. Why? Those all cause inflammation in you. We don't think much about that. We think of a heart attack or a stroke or dementia or even arthritis as something we want to treat when we get it. But the underlying cause? Yeah, that's right. Inflammation makes all of those worse, and the inflammation you get from those foods and standing up. How do you monitor it? What should you know and pay attention to with inflammation? What to do about it? Well, have your doctor do one of the blood tests for it, highly specific C-reactive protein, or IL-6, or a ESR, Westergren said rate. And what you find out, if you got a level that's even above the lower half of normal, then you should treat it. Normal isn't normal in America, right? 95% have normal. But in fact, many of us, because of obesity in the tummy area, right behind your belly button, what we call omental or visceral obesity, that causes inflammation, which leads to heart disease, stroke, cancer, recurrences of cancer, lack of a vaccine being as effective or lasting as long as it should, dementia, did I say that already? Cancer, arthritis, all kinds of diseases. So pay attention to arthritis. That's the Roizen rule number 6, avoid those foods. Number, in fact, if you will, the 25, do preventive behaviors. And in fact, it is getting to your immunizations and decrease inflammation and see a dental professional. That's Roizen Rule for Younger You, numbers 27 and 28. Why do we say that? And by the way, you want a copy of all the Roizen Rules, just email me at Dr. Mike Real Age, DrMikeRealAge at gmail.com, and I'll send you back your copy of all of the 32 Roizen Rules for a Younger You. There really are 100 that we did on Canada AM, but the top 32 are ones that we have 4 studies for that decrease dementia, and that's what I'm focused on with these Roizen Rules for a Younger You. So Why do I see a dental professional twice a year? Because periodontal disease, that is disease of your gums, just like low-grade prostate infections or low-grade vaginal infections, are some of the leading causes. But dental infections, believe it or not, much more common than the others and much more hidden, if you will, from all of us. So this is one we want you to get the benefits of by getting your inflammation under control. The next one is a well beyond wellness story. Higher cardiovascular health scores are tied to a lower risk for major cardiovascular events. This should be obvious. If you get those top 6, blood pressure, fasting blood sugar, body mass index, LDL cholesterol, avoiding tobacco and toxins, and managing stress. You get those 6 in order? Well, if you do that, you're in the top 6% of American adults, and you have 1/10 the risk of a heart attack or stroke, 90% reduction compared to those people who have 2 or more of those abnormal. And that's 63% of Americans. 31% have 1 or 2 abnormal. They're, if you will, about 4 times as likely to have a heart attack or stroke as the people who get all of those normal. So that is our, if you will, reboot story of the week. You get to reboot yourself to a younger you by getting those normal. Heart disease is gaining on cancer as a leading cause of death in young women is another one of our stories. And again, this is interesting because heart disease has gone down by about 0.5% a year for these 20 years that were monitored. But cancer rates have gone down by 1.9% a year compounded, or over a 33% decrease in this 20-year period. And so, if you will, heart disease, although it's going down, cancer is going down faster. That's thank God to the immune system and the checkpoint inhibitors, the CART-A and the PD-L1 inhibitors. Speaking of cancer, there's a great new drug for esophageal cancer. Just finished the studies. It doubled the survival rate of metastatic, widespread gastroesophageal junction cancer. Now, if you have GERD, that is gastroesophageal reflux, and by the way, you can take aspirin to decrease the risk of cancer if you have it, and you should get scanned or screened for that routinely to make sure where you are, and so treatments can be begun early. But if you get metastatic, 22 months of survival versus 11 months in the prior with the placebo or the best other treatment. So doubling of the survival. Now we get to use it in less severe cases, and it may be that you can turn your immune system on with this and really knock it out. That would be a huge game changer. Already, it's a game changer. Last story I want to go into today on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast, the A segment, the latest news of the week and what it means to you, is can restless leg syndrome affect other parts of your body? And the answer is yes, but when it does, it really disrupts sleep, and that shortens your life. And the other thing is, remember, restless leg syndrome can be due to iron deficiency or zinc deficiency or some other things. And so you want to have your doctor check it out. But one of the things it is, typically it affects only one leg or occasionally both legs. But sometimes it affects other bodies of your parts of your body, such as your arms and torso. When this happens, it's usually a sign that the condition is worsening and that the brain pathways involved have increased. What do you do about it? Well, first, you want to do a relaxing routine before bed. You want to get your doctor to check it out. And then there's some medicines. Light stretching and walking can relieve it. But a weighted blanket is one of the ways. So think about getting a weighted blanket. Dr. Oz gave me one as a Christmas gift. It is a tremendous, I've never slept better since I've had a weighted blanket, and I didn't even have restless leg or anything like that beforehand. So, major stories, consider return to the table at mealtime, and don't give yourself pandemic permission anymore. Two, watch for inflammation, go to anti-inflammatory foods, and have your doctor measure your inflammation levels and do whatever is necessary to get normal levels. Remember, higher health scores are tied to a lower risk for major cardiovascular events, so you want to be healthy. It's a tenfold difference between the healthiest getting the six normals and those with three or more abnormalities. The good news, cancer is fading faster than heart disease. The bad news is we still have cancer and heart disease, and a lot of it is caused by those inflammatory foods or sugars and processed red meats. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen, your host for You, the Owner's Manual. We are brought to you by, as usual, Persona Nutrition. You can get daily vitamin packs personalized to you. Can you imagine that? Personalized. Our sponsor, Persona Nutrition, helps provide you with personalized packs and personalized supplements. You may not need anything, or you may need something. And to find out, take the free online assessment and get your recommendations for nothing or for what you should take at mypersona.com. That's mypersona.com. And remember, you can get all of Dr. Roizen's rules, that's me, Roizen's rules for younger you, by sending me an email at drmikereallage, drmikereallage, @gmail.com. Thanks for downloading us. We have a great, and by the way, I hope you liked the last couple of segments, guest segments. The New Normal was one of those. That was Jennifer Ashton's 1038B, 1039, a great interview with Brett Sitka for A History of the Human Brain. And last week, we learned about searching for health, how to use Google or the search engines better. Thanks very much for listening. Caitlin, thanks for wonderful engineering, and we'll be back next week.